Jim Bowden, former general manager of Major League Baseball, works for the Athletic. He graded the Red Sox at a B for what they did at the trade deadline. Not even so much the trade deadline, just what they did around the trade deadline. Remember, they acquired Nathan Eovaldi for Jalen Beeks. They got Ian Kinsler. They also got Steve Pierce. I think a B is being too harsh. I got to give Dave Dombrowski a lot of credit for what they did here. I think they knocked this almost as close to out of the park as they could. I'd give it an A minus. And I have to eat some crow on this because I have been hard on Dave Dombrowski. And I like Dave Dombrowski. And I think Dave Dombrowski does a really good job at helping teams try to win now. What I don't love about Dave Dombrowski is that he helps you try to win now with very little regard for how it impacts your future. And you look no further than the Detroit Tigers that Dave Dombrowski left behind. They are in absolute shambles. And a lot of it is because of what Dave Dombrowski did, the money that he shelled out to guys like Ian Kinsler, to guys like Prince Fielder, to guys like Miguel Cabrera, to guys like Justin Verlander, to guys like Victor Martinez, right? Those the franchise is decimated because of those big contracts and because of moves that were made and prospects that were dealt. And I fear that that will be the Boston Red Sox someday. But I have to give Dombrowski credit because I've hammered on no farm system. They have traded all those prospects to get pieces, and they had nothing. I look at what they did and say it's amazing they did what they did with what they have. You talk about doing something with nothing, and that's what Dave Dombrowski got out of this trade deadline. Look at what he acquired. He acquired Steve Pierce, who's a first baseman, outfielder, DH type, who can platoon with Mitch Moreland at first base and who crushes lefties. That had been one of their weaknesses for the first 2 months of the season was that they couldn't hit left-handed pitching. They thought Hanley Ramirez was going to be that guy. For the first month, he was, and then after that, he wasn't. Steve Pierce now allows you to not play Mitch Moreland against lefties, gives you a guy who will hit against lefties, and allows Moreland a chance to heal up his knee. And last year he had the broken toe, and he doesn't need to play 162 games. I love that move. And they got him for, I believe, a low A infielder. Okay? People misunderstand this. I hate giving up prospects. I hate giving up top prospects who are extremely known commodities or are very close to the major leagues. If you tell me you're trading a 17-year-old shortstop from the Dominican Summer League, I'm not going to get on you. If you tell me you're giving up an 18-year-old pitcher that's in low A ball that you just drafted out of high school who's 5 years away, I'm probably not going to get on you. Where I'm going to get on you is when you trade Yoan Moncada, who's the number one prospect in baseball and is on the verge of being an everyday player. That's where I get on you about giving up prospects, not low A infielders. Then they go out and get Kinsler, and I told you yesterday, I love that move. I love that move. He hits for some power. He plays defense. He's going to have another 20 home run, 10 steal season. I believe it's going to be his 10th consecutive year of doing that, if I'm not mistaken. He's a rental player, so he's going to allow you to come back with Pedroia next year, hopefully, and there's not going to be a log jam at second base. He's played 37 games in the playoffs. He's played in the World Series. What is not to like about Ian Kinsler, who, oh, by the way, your 7, 8, 9 spot in the orders are horrible all year long. It's just an endless, bottomless pit of Jackie Bradley Jr., Eduardo Nunez, Su-Wei Lin, Brock Holt, Christian Vasquez, Sandy Leon. It's been a joke all year. And now Ian Kinsler comes in and can hit in the 7 spot in the order and give you some power and alleviate that concern. I love that move, too. And you gave him up for 2 AAA relievers. I have said all along, relievers are a dime a dozen in baseball. Relievers are created by generally starters who flame out. So if you could just convert starters to relievers, generally, that's where you get a lot of the good ones from. Not many people come up as relievers only. They come up as starters. So if these guys have already been transformed to the bullpen, in one case, Williams Jerez, he was a lefty specialist already. If you're giving me a AAA lefty specialist, then I'm not going to miss you that much for my organization. I will find another failed starter and move him to a lefty specialist role. Then they get Eovaldi for the number 15 prospect in Jalen Beeks. The number 15 prospect in a farm system that's at the bottom of the league, that's not missing that much either. Dave Dombrowski did, He got out nearly everything this team needed. Nathan Eovaldi is a starter in the regular season. He's a reliever, probably come to playoffs, who gets righties out and throws 97, 99 miles an hour. What is there not to like about that? You get the first baseman platoon for Mitch Moreland, which he needs, which you need to keep him healthy, and because he doesn't hit lefties well. And then you go and get the second baseman that you're lacking because of Pedroia's injury, and now you can fully exploit the versatility of Eduardo Nunez and Brock Holt. What did Dave Dombrowski not do well in what I just told you? Jim Bowden gives him a B. Why? I agree. The Red Sox could have used a reliever. I have told you all year, I thought they needed another bullpen arm. Carson Smith got injured, didn't pan out. We don't know what to make of Tyler Thornburg, although he's trended upwards. But are Matt Barnes, Joe Kelly, Tyler Thornburg enough in the playoffs to get you to Craig Kimbrell? That I don't know. But all of the needs the Red Sox had, they got except for the reliever. 3 out of 4, I'm giving it an A-. I think Jim Bowden is off. I am impressed with what the Red Sox did, and I'm impressed with Dave Dombrowski. 802-655-6672. Again, if you want to get in on the Town Fair Tire text line.